I'm gonna do clap sync.
So I'm just gonna go 3, 2, 1, and then if you could just physically clap, if you're, are you familiar with that process at all? Okay, cool. So I'm gonna go. Let's just start it right now. So ready, everyone. 3, 2, 1. All right, so we are recording our warm-up audio.
Yeah.
So, Naisha, though, I want to say thank you again for being on the show. Super excited to have you on.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And thank you for your patience. I know we have a bit of a long, because I think I asked you in, like, August, but we just get so excited to have guests on the show that we have guests, like, 4 months in advance.
Look, I told you, I appreciate organization. One podcaster to another. I appreciate people who reach out in advance instead of like, hey, we're recording on this thing in a week and I need you to read all of it or watch all of it.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, we know we ask a lot for our guests, so that's why we try and give them at least like 2 weeks notice about it. And we also try and like find series that we think that they would enjoy talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We actually have like a team of assistants. So shout out to Tucker and Maxie B, where literally now they research and try and figure out what series would be most enjoyed by our guests.
Naisha, we looked at you and we were like, yes, this person would love Super Smartphone.
You know,
I was like, she's super. She's got to be Smartphone.
You know, I feel like you guys did a great job, honestly, because I was just like, You know, even though this flopped, I feel like it had potential in certain parts.
Yeah.
In certain parts.
This series actually pissed me off because of how often it had a good idea and then just fumbled.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Just fumbled.
But if I may say, I absolutely want to talk about it, but since this is a warm-up, let's save any real conversation about the show for the actual podcast, because we're probably going to have this exact conversation.
Yeah.
So is there anything? So as Jordan was making fun of my love of Taskmaster, we can definitely dive into that.
Let's dive into David's obsession with Taskmaster that I think's been going on for like a decade at this point.
A decade? Jordan, the show started in like 2019.
I have no idea how long it's been going on for. It feels like a decade.
It just happened to have 14 seasons in like 4 years.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
That's actually the truth.
Yeah. I believe
Naisha,
it. Naisha,
are you familiar with that show?
I'm actually not. I was just like, I just Googled it really quickly. I did the thing that most people do when they're not familiar with things. I Googled it.
Totally reasonable.
You Google it or do you goo-goo-goo it?
I wish I had a good Google.
God, I swear. So it's just, I absolutely love the show. I thought that the second most recent series, It Nation, if you want to check it out, series 13 is absolutely fantastic.
It's British, so they call it series instead of season.
Yeah, they call it series. It's British. And there's just... You've got this guy, Argyle, who is literally, like, the biggest shit talker, where he's just, like, this old guy, and he just talks shit about everyone's stuff, where they were doing it, where it was, like, with traffic cones, recreate a historic event, and one of the competitors did, like, the death of the dinosaurs, and had dressed, like, traffic cones up like dinosaurs, and he's like, you know, isn't the definition of historic something that's been recorded? Because that seems a bit prehistoric to me. Just completely tanked her like that.
Destroyed. Damn.
Sign me up.
Right?
Sign me up.
Facts and logic.
Fuck.
But yeah, so yeah, it's on YouTube if you want to check it out.
Okay. Yeah. I will give it a check. I'll check it out.
it's better than Super Smartphone.
You know, that doesn't say much.
It does not.
That's true. This was tough because I have also been obsessed with Baki over the past few days. Oh my
Jordan
God.
Jordan is obsessed with Baki.
Holy
is it not
shit.
Insane?
It is insane. I cannot believe, like, I was struggling to get through these 24 chapters, but, like, Baki, without even noticing, I just tore through 30 chapters in, like, under an hour. It is it is so tough to put down.
Dude, I fucked up really bad that I reread Chainsaw Man the same week we were reading Sakura's Taiohen.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, wow, this fucking sucks compared to Chainsaw Man. I was like, oh, right, Chainsaw Man's like probably one of the best manga ever made. That's not that strange.
Yeah. But also, I feel like I still would have not enjoyed Super Smartphone as much, regardless of what I was reading at the time.
That is fair.
I think it really just kind of made me realize, oh, right, if a manga's engaging enough, I'll just read the whole thing, no problem.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. What have you been enjoying lately, Naisha?
Lately? I mean, I just got back from Anime Week in Atlanta. So,
nice. Oh, how was that?
That was really it was dope. I will say, like, some of the, I wasn't super impressed by the panel, so, but it ended up being more like, you know, AWA is really about the vibes. Like, it's about meeting up with people, being in cosplay, having a good time. They had, like, a dance party on mm-hmm. Friday night. Dope DJ, everything. It's really great. And then, like, there's plenty of fun activities. So, like, first day, I wasn't that into the panels. I was more into, like, doing all the cosplay mm-hmm. meetups. And then, like, found some really interesting panels. There was a cosplay burlesque panel.
Oh, nice.
A burlesque. They did an open mic night. So, it's like, they had so much going on. There were just some points where I'm like, yo, this is a lot. And I'm like, and I love it. And now I'm just getting ready for DreamCon. But I guess.
Where's DreamCon?
That's going to be in Austin this year.
Ooh, yeah. Austin's a great city.
I'm trying to get my. I missed the first ticket drop. So aww. Hopefully this month, I think it comes out on like the 17th for a second drop. So fingers crossed.
That is sick. How, so I take it, are you on the East Coast? Because I figure you probably would have had a conversation about the recording time if you weren't.
Oh, no. I'm actually in Midwest.
Oh, okay. Oh. If you don't mind, where in the Midwest are you?
Chicago.
Oh, I love nice. Chicago. Yeah, I've never been. Next year, we actually had a guest 2 episodes ago. If you've heard of the Strictly series, they're also based out of Chicago, and they're great.
Oh, dope. I have not, but I'm like, I always love hearing, I love finding out more creative people, like, you know, content creators live in Chicago. And then, like, I'm like, let me listen to them. And, like, let me see if they drop any Chicago words.
I'll definitely mention them again. So they actually, one of the ways that we get guests is we have a form on our site where people can mm-hmm. literally say, hey, I want to be a guest. Cause again, business school. Mm-hmm. And they applied to be on the show. And after they passed our 6-round rigorous interview process, we had them on as a guest.
We had them do a whiteboard interview.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I feel so honored.
We needed writing samples.
Is this what nepotism feels like? I didn't have to do any of that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Finally.
Like don't that. Tell them. Don't tell them.
Okay, it's on the low. It's on the low.
It was crazy. Look. I just typed into Twitter and I said really cool podcasters and you were the first person that came up.
Aww.
So it just really worked out. So yeah, I'm glad we snuck it in before Elon fucked Twitter up.
Oh yeah. Oh God, it's awful
it's
now.
It's going to hell in a handbasket. I'm just going to let people know. I'm like, y'all can find me on Instagram and TikTok at this point, which isn't the same as interacting on Twitter. So it sucks. And I'm just like, well... I mean, and it sucks because, like, I've noticed in the last year how less active I've been on Twitter mm-hmm. and people notice that they're like, where did you go? I'm like, honestly, I just got, I like to talk about anime and manga, as you guys can probably tell from my feed.
Love well, you. I would hope so. That's why we have you on here.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's one of the qualifying factors. But
I love
it was just like, I don't know. It got to the point where I'm like, I don't feel like arguing with people, or I'm like, I'm worn out, or like every time I post a review for like a manga I reviewed or an anime I reviewed, it's just like, you know, I don't have to engage with y'all. But now
right?
I'm getting more, I'm getting back to getting on Twitter more, talking about stuff because, you know, I'm I guess one, to answer your original question, Urusei Yatsura, also known as Invader Lum, is mm-hmm. they brought that back and it's on High Dive, so I've been like watching that and reviewing that for But Why Though, and I'm just
is that like Invader Zim? Is that like a Jonan Vasquez joint?
No, so I'm going to mess up her name and I don't want to do that. So the creator of Inuyasha and like
that's really cool.
Yeah,
she's still around.
Yeah.
She's not dead?
I don't think she's dead. I hope not. Oh my god, hold on, I want to Google it now. Now I'm just like, wait. I know we've lost a lot of manga greats in the past, but oh my god, yeah. No.
I just love how David was like,
she's
still around?
We have to make sacrifices to have Togashi come back.
Oh
yes,
god.
Yes.
Let's see.
Oh,
I'm like...
Oh, good.
Yeah, Rumiko Takahashi. Okay, so I wasn't gonna ruin it. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, Rumiko Takahashi. She created, you know, Rama One Half, mm-hmm. and then stuff like Inuyasha, but she also created Urusei Yatsura, aka Invader Lum, and yeah, it's and to me, it's a masterpiece, but it's also a product of its time.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those things where it's like, people are going to be like, so wait, it's a harem anime? I'm like, not really, because, like, everybody recognizes that the main character, boy, is a piece of shit.
Yeah, it's
girls fall in love with him initially, but he's also they come to realize he's a piece of shit.
There are ways to have unlikable main characters.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. There are like Chainsaw Man.
Yeah.
Denji is extremely likable. I love Denji.
Denji is a likable character.
Yeah. I mean, Dennis is great, but mm-hmm. he did come fifth in his own popularity poll, which is perhaps one of the worst placements of a Shonen Jump protagonist in their own poll.
Well, that's because look at his competition.
Yeah. I mean, we knew Power was going to win.
Yes. Mm-hmm. As she should have, honestly.
By the way, we are about 10 minutes into the warm-up, so do you mind if we just run through the checklist and get started?
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, first thing is, by the way, my name, I like to go as David. My pronouns are he, him.
Mm-hmm. I'm Jordan. Pronouns he, him.
And then, Nisha, are your pronouns she, her? Or yes. Do you prefer?
Yeah, so you can call me Nisha, and pronouns are she, her.
Okay, cool. Just to make sure. Right. I'm saying it right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, cool. Just want to make sure. Okay, next thing is, please make sure you don't have any background noise, like any fans or anything. That would just be appreciated. Like, I turned my AC off. I know that shouldn't be a concern because it's November, but global warming, it's great. Jordan, just make sure, are you using the correct microphone?
Yes, I am.
Sweet. And then also, can everyone please silence their cell phones?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And let me see. I also ask, please don't use your mouse while you're talking, just if you can avoid it. It's just very hard for us to take that out of the audio. And then you've been shared with all the documents. The next thing is, we just want, one thing that we like to do is have section leaders. And so essentially, that is just kind of the person that's going to start the conversation for each section. So it's not necessarily like you feel like you have the strongest point or you have the most to say. It's just so we have a steady flow of conversation. So with that in mind, Nisha, as our guest, I want to give you the courtesy. If you see those bold sections, mm-hmm. which are manga details, why it failed, what it did well, where it could have gone, miscellaneous thoughts, final verdict. Are there any two sections of those that you would like to start the conversation with? So it's literally, I'm just going to be like, and now let's get into blah. Nisha, what's something that stood out to you about that?
You can just say one thing or you can say a bunch of things. You'll be able to talk in any of the sections.
Oh, yes. And by the way, so that these notes are my notes. You're welcome to reference them, but don't feel like you have to say anything I've written down. That's literally my thoughts.
Got it. Okay. No, that's super helpful. I would say why it failed, and what it did well. I'd be good with kicking things off uh-huh. on either of those.
And it's NEYSHA, right?
Yeah, NEYSHA, okay. Correct.
Okay, perfect. We had a guest, our guest Megan, and the H wasn't where you thought it would be, which is usually not in the word Megan, but it also wasn't where the H is when there is an H in the word Megan, and that was very awkward.
Yeah, it was so like meh.
Yeah, it was before the G, which I'd never seen before.
Okay, her parents, right? Her parents were trolls. You just...
Right, yes. She said it's some Irish thing.
Oh, okay, I could see how that could be.
That was my reaction when she said it was Irish. I was like, oh, okay, yeah. Yeah. All right. Like,
pronunciation.
Yeah, Irish name spelling does not fall. As someone who used to live in Ireland, it just doesn't make sense. Mm. Also, Jordan, is there a section you're really passionate about?
I mean, I'll do where it could have gone.
Oh, yeah. You actually had a very good point. I'm excited about that. Yeah. Is there a second one? I can do miscellaneous thoughts because that section's kind of boring.
All right. What are the other ones left?
I wanted that section. What?
What are the other ones left? Final verdict?
Final verdict, yeah, and manga details.
I'll do final verdict.
All right, let's do it. Yeah. And then I think that's the ball game, right? Am I missing anything? Okay. So just a heads up. So just as a reminder, this podcast is fully edited. If you ever want something taken out or if you want to re-say something, you may literally see Jordan may literally be like, David, can you say that again? We're going to record for about an hour and 10 minutes and get that down to about 55. And also, if you ever just literally want something cut, just simply say, hey, can that be taken out? Our editor will remove it. Like last time we had someone make a joke they realized didn't come across as they wanted. And we literally just took that entire joke out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't worry, we won't let you get canceled.
Yeah, and because of that timing, I'm gonna try and be tight on the timing, so I may be like, let's move to another section because we're kind of behind.
David, you cut out.
We want to keep it like a reasonable length for our editor.
Oh boy!
But
oh boy!
If you ever
audio
is
getting
feel,
cut out,
if you ever feel like there's more you really are passionate about, though, please, of course, you're welcome to say, hey, I have more to say. Not a big deal, but I just am always trying to keep it tight with the recording, but don't want to feel like I'm cropping your ability to express your thoughts on the series.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Okay, so then the last thing is, oh, sorry, I lied. I forgot I have to do this list. So the next thing is, what we're going to introduce you, and then I just ask you to give like a short 30-second spiel about yourself, and then at the end of the show, though, you will have as much time as you'd like to really talk about everything.
Okay.
Next thing is, if you have noise suppression on, if you're familiar with that, just please make sure it's disabled. Are you familiar with Discord noise suppression?
I am not, but I don't think I have it on either.
Okay, perfect. And then next thing we're going to do is just 10 seconds of silence for noise cancellation. And then I'm going to do a clap silence clap. So the double clap to signify the start of the show. We're also going to do a 3-2-1 clap after each section. Just again, just to make it easier for our editor. Because, mm-hmm. you know, they do a lot. Or Dylan does a lot of hard work. So we want to make his job as easy as we can.
Totally get it.
Okay, cool. I think we're good to go. Jordan, do you have anything else or shall we do our 10 seconds of silence?
No, I'm good.
All right, how about you, Nisha? Any last questions, or do you feel good?
I feel good.
Sweet. Okay. Ready? 10-second sound starts. Meow. All right, 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1.